fortunate. Everybody was getting involved. You saw a lot of easy baskets. Anytime you don't have to work for the basketball or work for a score, your life's going to be easier. And that's what we saw in this game, in this exhibition game against Stevens Point.
That is some serious midseason form right there for Butchie's breakdown. That is big. But it's true, right? I mean, you don't know in a first game. They may be throwing a lot of passes into the fifth row, but there was good movement in the half-court offense, good actions. And guys were getting rewarded for that.
And they were finishing around the basket, and I think that's crucial, right? And you're able to put pressure on the rim in different ways. We didn't know how they were going to do it. You can do it off the dribble. You can do it off the pass. You can do it by getting it in the post. We saw a little bit of all of that. You don't want to rely on the three. They were 1 of 8 in the first half. They didn't rely on it. Last year, they relied on a lot of threes. Now, all of a sudden, different ways of attacking the paint. They're still going to shoot threes. I mean, that's basketball, right? That's where this game is right now.
Yep.
But it's different ways, and how do you get those threes anytime? And we saw back-to-back possessions. You had a three from Wisconsin, a three from Stevens Point, another three from Wisconsin. Every single time those threes came from where? Someone driving to the paint, kick out, wide open three. Much better percentage of a three in those situations.
All right, that is Butchie's breakdown. Normally the next segment is the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. There's no scoreboard to tell you, but we will tell you about the next opponent. That will be Arkansas State. We'll have more on that squad as we continue. Wisconsin a winner tonight, 87-44 over Stevens Point. Brian and I are back in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le di a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestras historias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Our Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. The Badgers 87, Stevens Point 44. Normally this is the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. We'll do that on Monday, on opening night of college basketball. Monday for the Badgers, that means Arkansas State. The Red Wolves out of the Sun Belt Conference, a team that finished next to last year in that 14-team conference. They've made some major changes. Brian Hodgson entering his first year as the head coach. He actually followed Nate Oates from Buffalo to Alabama. He wants to take a lot of those concepts. They want to get up and down, as he will say, layups and threes. They hung 112 on Central Arkansas in an exhibition game. And there is the up-and-down nature, Brian, but they looked like they got the length and athleticism to at least give that a good go this year.
Well, how do you get out, right? It's easy to say I want threes and I want layups, but it starts on the defensive end. You got to have athletes. If you look at Alabama, and we'll use that as an example because a lot of people have seen them play, they're long. They can test shots at the rim. They get in passing lanes. They get easy buckets, those sorts of ways. Now, obviously, when you look at, you know, Arkansas, what they're going to do, a little bit different right now, right? They're trying to change some different things and how they do it. They did score 112, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care who you are. You put up 112 points. You know the style that you want to do. You want to get out. You want to run. You want to play extremely fast. That's what they're going to do. Wisconsin needs to not be sped up in when it comes to Monday, mm-hmm. right? That's what they're trying to do. They're going to try to get in passing lanes. They're going to try to get easy buckets. When you play that way, and I'll go back to Alabama, they speed up teams that they play in the SEC. Now, all of a sudden, you're going back and forth. Before you know it, you've played that way for 2 or 3 minutes, and that's not the way you want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's, whoa, okay, let's pull it back. Wisconsin Monday can't fall into that where they're playing up and down for 2 or 3 minutes or even 4 minutes before immediate timeout they realize it. Mm-hmm. Now, Greg won't let that happen. There'll be a timeout. There'll be a situation. There'll be a call. Greg's been in these situations more than enough to know how to handle it. And especially with an experienced team, they'll be able to handle it just fine. But a really good test, because one of the first things you work in, when you get into training, it's partner passing. That we know happens. First thing Greg did is partner passing. However, the next thing they do, they work on transition defense. Well, it's going to be tested, but that's what you want when you schedule these.
Yeah, they're jumping into the deep end pretty quickly here. The Arkansas State game, you know, fans will learn more about that team when the Red Wolves get here on Monday night. Then you got Tennessee in game number two. It's the return game. The Badgers went down to Knoxville a couple of years ago, and it was a nice win for the Badgers down there. Tennessee has gotten so much better since. Certainly one of the teams being talked about atop the SEC, and certainly a team that I think on a national scale many are expecting to be right in the thick of it.
Yeah, top 10 team when you look at this Tennessee team. You know they're going to defend. What I was surprised, and I'll be honest, you watch that Michigan State game, I watched the exhibition they had with Michigan State, and I was surprised how well they were on the offensive end.
That was the question, right?
You know they're going to defend. Like that, just like Wisconsin, you know Wisconsin's going to defend. What do they do scoring the basketball? Like, there's question marks with every team throughout college basketball right now. To have that somewhat answered early on for Tennessee, if you're Rick Barnes, you're really happy about that. Now, can you do that again? You either play a game on Monday, come back Friday, come here to the Kohl Center. This place is going to be loud. It's going to be active early on. That's the exciting part of this.
Yeah, Greg Gard making his way over here right now, so we'll keep it here. We never want to keep the coach waiting for during commercial break, so he'll make his way over. We'll get his thoughts on this exhibition matchup, and we'll also get his thoughts on the passing of the legend Bob Knight. You know, Greg went to a coaching clinic many years ago of Coach Knight. So
news, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The pace was.
I thought it was good there. I thought, most of the conversation at halftime was defensive oriented. Just what we see on film, we're allowed to actually watch film now, Brian. Back when you played, we couldn't.
That's probably a good thing. I'm glad you had to wait.
Just some positioning things and keeping our feet on the floor and not hopping around and giving up some, what would be easy baskets. So, I thought we shared. When you have 13 assists on 15 made baskets, that's good. In the second half, I thought we did. When the score gets a little inflated, you still have to play the game the right way. At times, teams can get selfish, and we didn't do that. We made the extra pass. We found guys. I thought we played hard through all the game. And like I said, just a lot of good things and a lot of things we can build upon.
We mentioned that in the second half. When Stevens Point came out and did some things early in the second half, and then your guys just dropped the hammer. The run was whatever, at 28-2 or whatever. But they just maybe the two gets your attention as much as anything.
Yeah, and that's some of the things we talked about were just awareness to concepts, awareness to rules, not getting back cut, not coming out of your stance away from the ball. Just all those things that takes discipline and forming habits. Because in the most part, it was guys that it's their first year in a Badger uniform, so. That's the best teacher. Get out here, get themselves on film, and learn through going through the reps.
22 fast break points. It looked like you guys were looking to push it a little bit more. You had four or five different guys that were able to get a ball, push it right away, put pressure at the rim that way initially.
Right.
And it goes back to Johnny Davis. But like that extra first wave easy baskets, were you happy with that?
Yeah, for the most part. I think in terms of our spacing in transition and where we're going to, there was times we get a little bottled up.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Better at it. We've worked a lot at it. and, you know, just understanding, getting the ball popping, even playing in transition and coming out of those initial early ball screens. I don't have to dribble a lot. One dribble and get that thing across the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.
For each other on the slips. And, you know, I think, you know, as time goes on, we'll get better with that. You know, I think having a Tyler Wall that can bring that and play that like a point forward and pitch ahead and then chase it with the ball screen. You know, I think it's a weapon that kind of, you know, plays into his wheelhouse and what his strengths are. And our 2 7-footers, I think they move really well out of it. And Nolan has a great hands. He's got to get stronger, and that'll happen. But, man, some of the catches he made tonight, and just see, you know, what his potential is.
A great touch too. Big, shoot the ball. Yeah.
Final thought. I know that they'll ask you about in the media room. The passing today of Bob Knight, legendary coach. One of the first stories I remember you telling when you became the head coach was going to one of Coach Knight's coaching clinics. You still have the notes.
I do. Yeah, I spelled Dan Dockage wrong, but he was an assistant at the time. Yeah, and it would have been early '90s, '91, I think. Yeah, I mean, you look at that time and the time that where I was growing up through the late 70s, early 80s, obviously Indiana was terrific and Bob Knight was, you know, an icon. And then to be able to go there and watch 3 days of practice and when I was a junior high coach, you know, 35 years ago, something like that, you know, just a wealth of knowledge, obviously, has really... you know, for my mentor, Coach Ryan, you know, he took a lot of the things that from the defensive side that Knight, you know, talked about in his principles, and we still talk some of the same principles today. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a dark day in Indiana basketball history. I knew he wasn't doing well from my conversations with Coach Woodson. But, yeah, nonetheless, obviously made a tremendous mark on the game of basketball and specifically the Big Ten. And he was almost the coach here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, for like late 60s. For a few hours.
He was. But, no, I mean, what he's done for the game of basketball and not only players but coaches too. I mean, we take a lot of what he taught and how he taught it. He was ahead of the times a little bit in terms of what he was doing on both ends of the floor. So, but a lot of good memories I'm sure everybody has.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said. Appreciate your time. Forward to it. Here we go. Thanks, guys. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us here courtside. More to come as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shit. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
No-Junk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. The Badgers 87, Stevens Point 44 tonight. Time to get to our call of the game. And I have a feeling you're going to have a lot like this season. And Butchie's just going to be smiling for months. Here's why. 35 seconds left in the half, 39-20 Wisconsin. Husband off the screen from Gilmore, screen and roll. Gilmore catches, feeds Hepburn, quick pass, Winter tries a three and buries a three. That is some good ball movement right there in the half court.
Great ball movement, great three by the big fella.
The big fella, of course. Oh, here we go. Nolan Winter, 1-2 from distance tonight. Oh, the shooting touch of the big fella.
What's wrong with a big fella that can shoot it?
Nothing.
Great spacing on the floor. Good things happen.
Is it, you know, I thought, in all seriousness, I really thought this program got ahead of the curve with that, with, you know, guys like you and Johnny Lure, you know, with the style of offense, you know, invert, the big step out, the smalls go in. I mean, it's so commonplace now in basketball where you expect the bigs to be able to do that. But I really think, Brian, that this program at the college level got out ahead of it with that, with what you guys were able to do as bigs to step outside.
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. Mike Wilkinson was, you know, obviously
yes,
the first one there,
yeah.
And then it happened. But I remember, you know, going up against bigs like DJ White and Aaron Gray at Pitt, and, you know, I loved it. I didn't love guarding them. I didn't guard a whole lot of people anyway, so that's a whole different story. But it is. And now you look at where bigs, you know, they're able to step out. Like, Nolan is so much farther along than I ever was, because he can step out, still at the block, can defend. Like, bigs back in the day, they couldn't defend, shoot, do all those things. Nolan, exhibition game one, you saw him create a turnover just because he was able to stay in front of a guard. So that's where it's so fun to watch the growth and development of these young guys, because they're also being taught by the older guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's still in place here. These are the expectations. Steven's banging every single day against Nolan, and he's getting beat up, but he's learning.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part. I mean, where he's going to go to where he's at right now, the growth and development, it's going to be fun to watch all year long.
Yeah, the culture in play there, no doubt. Badgers win it tonight. Brian and I are back to close it out in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Latte Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
All right, to wrap things up tonight, Wisconsin 87, Stevens Point 44. Good work, Knight. As Coach Garb, we thought he would say that. He did. Some good things to build on. and a lot of teaching points. That's what you would hear from any coach, though, right?
And that's what coach wants right now. When you look into it, obviously we've talked about, you know, Arkansas State coming in, wanting to get out. Like, you have to have those teaching points. So the focus is there on Monday. Everybody knows you go live, you go real on Monday. It's the start of college basketball. November 6th has been circled for a long time on my calendar. I know it's been circled for a long time on these guys' calendar as well.
No doubt. You got to work tomorrow morning, right?
I do have to work. I do have to work.
Here, man.
That's not work. That's just talking a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Look forward to it. You're back on in the morning. So, fun one tonight. Wisconsin 87, Stevens Point 44. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Monday night as the regular season begins. The Badgers face Arkansas State out of the Sun Belt Conference. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 22. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 43 tomorrow. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
In fact, Lawrence Lessig, a lawyer who fights for the working class and against corruption for years, has just said the AIs are going to create all kinds of information that we, misinformation that we don't have cognitive antibodies for. And he's right. And there's serious cause for concern there. It's also true that it's very easy for our fears about these things to spiral out of control, especially because when there's so much that's unknown. I'm going to be meeting just in a couple of days with some of the top thinkers in the world on this, some of whom think that, we ought to be pushing the alarm button, and others who are saying, hang on, if you calm your mind down and think this thing through with analogous cases, it may not be as bad as all that. So don't panic yet. I don't quite know where I stand on this. I'm hearing good arguments on both sides. But I know this, that if I panic, I'm not going to be part of the solution.
No, that's an excellent point. And I know I said that this is the last question, but since you got into this, I got to ask, the Biden administration, Biden just put a new executive order for some new rules on AI.
Yeah.
And look, I think that's about a decade too late. I've been screaming for quite a while to get ahead of technology and, maybe figuring out how we ease into it. Look, I'm not a Luddite. I don't think we smash the machines. I don't see how we can. I don't think we can restrain this for too long, but there's got to be some parameters where we go, yeah, there's got to be some accountability. So do you have any thoughts on the executive order? Is it going to be helpful? Well, is there a way to restrain this? I know that's a lot, but I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, well, first of all, hallelujah for the general point you're making. Absolutely, there needs to be accountability. Absolutely, there need to be guidelines and limits. If Congress had been serving us well, we'd have a well-developed regulatory framework that helps to keep information technology something that enhances our lives instead of tears our nation apart. We've got a lot of catching up to do. I think the Biden administration effort on this, from what I've read, is a very nice start in the right direction. There's a lot more that needs to be done.
And that's the answer. There is a lot more that needs to be done. But Andy Norman, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Hope folks will take a look at the book, Mental Immunity. We'll get links out on social media how you can take a look at that. Also, check out their website, mentalimmunityproject.org. Andy Norman, I appreciate you taking time for us.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure, and let's do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com, or right back with your thoughts. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
I like Andy's energy. I like the idea that, maybe calm down. Because in this world, I tend to see how bad this can be. Because I've seen some of these deep fakes. Scary stuff. And look, there's enough misinformation in our politics already than to have ads of politicians saying, stupid stuff that they would never say. And this, again, there's part of me that, doesn't freak out by going, look, I know Joe Biden's never going to come out and say, no, unions shouldn't exist. He's not going to come out and say some of the craziness. But you're going to see some really bizarre stuff coming on. And look, our politics have gotten so, so bizarre. For instance, there's a guy running for Senate. I think he lives in Pennsylvania, maybe he doesn't. Last I knew, he was in Connecticut. Who knows? But Dave McCormick is evidently running for Senate here in Pennsylvania. And he was on a podcast. And evidently on the podcast, they've got nothing else to talk about. They were talking about the biggest animal that he could fight. Yeah, I know. And the quote, and this is what stopped me. You got this guy who is in his 50s. He's an older guy. He says, I think I can take a bear. If I could get a bear right pre-hibernation or post-hibernation, and I hadn't eaten much, and he hadn't eaten much, or he had eaten much, I'm long on McCormick. And you go, wait a second. I have a couple of different thoughts on this. One, here's a guy who's totally full of it, totally full of himself. And, one of those guys that, if you ask him, he's done everything, the best at everything. He's the man. Or he's just totally delusional. Because a bear? Now, here's the thing. And I know my animal rights friends are going to lose their mind and be unhappy and send me angry emails. And that's okay. I probably deserve it. But I remember, when I was college age, they used to have wrestle the bear competitions at bars occasionally. And they'd bring in, like a 250, 300-pound bear. They'd get it all drugged up. And they'd put it in a ring and you'd go in and wrestle with it. And the number one thing that they would tell you is, don't make the bear angry. And they said, never punch the bear. Do not punch the bear. You go and wrestle with him. You can wrestle the bear, but don't punch the bear. And I remember a guy who punched the bear and ticked that bear off. And that bear basically...
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major breakthrough has brought a rush to escape Gaza for hundreds of foreign nationals. CBS's Charlie Daggett with more on the first time the Rafah gate between Gaza and Egypt was opened to allow people out.
For a fortunate few, the nightmare of living under the constant fear of bombardment is over. 500 people, mostly foreign passport holders, the first to cross from Gaza into Egypt since the conflict began. But only a handful of Americans so far.
Meantime, Israel fired missiles at the Jabalia refugee camp again today. Airstrikes there yesterday killed at least 50 Palestinians. An Israeli military spokesman says there was a senior Hamas commander in that area. President Biden calls for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to, he says, get prisoners out. He was a college basketball coach who made his mark at Indiana University with three NCAA titles and was known for his temper tantrums.
Looky here. Bobby Knight just threw his chair.
Knight's family says he died at his Bloomington, Indiana home today. He was 83. Bobby Knight once told CBS News,
"It's a great game, and I really enjoy the machinations of the game, the movement of players, the chess part."
In the U.S. House earlier,
2/3 not voting in the affirmative. The resolution is not adopted, and a motion to reconsider.
Congressman George Santos has survived a vote to expel him from the House, as most Republicans opted to withhold punishment as both his criminal trial and a House Ethics Committee investigation proceed. The effort to kick Santos out of the House was led by his fellow New York Republicans. The Supreme Court again is asked to get involved in a contentious issue.
Lawyers representing Tennessee transgender children, teens, and their families want the U.S. Supreme Court to block a ban on gender-affirming care for children and teenagers that a lower court allowed to go into effect. If the court agrees to take the case, it would be the first time the justices will consider the growing debate over restrictions on puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgenders under 18. More than 20 states have enacted such laws since 2021. Jim Krasula, CBS News.